The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I don't know if you saw what Daryl Morey said about him. He's only a polarizing figure to people who don't watch. Players voted him MVP in 2014-15 for a reason. He's had a winning team every season of his career with multiple conference finals appearances.
Everybody loves their guys. That's the way it is. James Harden being here is because of Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey is the guy who decided that James Harden is the centerpiece that they plan on building. Of course he's got to say that.
Crazy negotiations going on with San Diego and Joey Bosa. I'm just throwing it out there. What are the odds he actually plays this year?
To me, it's on both these guys to come to a reasonable agreement. And now the Chargers are saying they're going to offer him less money because he's not going to be able to contribute all 16 games. It sounds like just a junk franchise for a team.
And this
that
has been a problem there forever.
It is. And for a team that is literally having a vote in the middle of their season to decide if their team is going to stay in San Diego, this is a bad look.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed, but there's plenty of other good stuff, all available at podcastarena.com. Full show podcast of the Blitz. And also, it's What Are the Odds Wednesday. So if you want to get in, happy to take your What Are the Odds calls, your What Are the Odds texts, your What Are the Odds tweets. Can I give you my favorite sports quote of the week? And then I've got some football stuff for you. Connor McDavid was like, he's probably the next Sidney Crosby in hockey.
Okay.
And future superstar for Edmonton.
Not Connor McGregor.
Connor McDavid. Okay. No relation, but same general thing. He says, I just want to go in and have a good training camp and show everyone that I'm not some 18-year-old kid anymore. Which on the surface sounds fine,
but he's an 18-year-old kid.
No, he's 19.
Oh,
what? Okay, yeah, I'm sure the maturity level between 18 and 19 is incredible, but okay, good luck, sir.
You're grown now.
Yeah, you're a grown man. You're 19. You're not an 18-year-old kid anymore. A few months, I won't be a 51-year-old man anymore either. So. All right, want to do some football here? Did you got something?
Let's have some football.
Okay, because I don't know if you saw this, but I guess the Patriots were going to cut Brian Stork, and then apparently traded him to the Redskins, and now rumor is he might be retiring rather than report to the Redskins. Not kind of sure what's up with the Patriots cutting him, but I know he's had a lot of concussion problems, so. All right, so let's do some college football first.
All right.
We've talked a little bit about how great this opening weekend is. And there's so many great games. I have some interesting numbers for you.
Interesting.
Yeah. When it rains. No.
Here's an interesting question.
Yeah, not so much. Okay, now that they've... Now I'm getting page not found. How does that happen?
You weren't prepared for this.
No, I had it, and now I've got a page not found, which is also very interesting. So, weird. All right, vamp for a second while I find this damn thing. I've got to find this now.
Well, I mean, just go through your history and pop it back.
Well, I just did a back, and I'm still getting page not found.
Have you tried refreshing the page?
I've tried that, yes.
I don't know.
Have I... tried rebooting? No.
No.
I haven't done that yet.
Don't do that.
So, where the hell did this go? Had all those great opening weekend numbers for you.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the one time where maybe I should be old school and print stuff out, except I hate doing that. All right, we'll move on to something else then.
Okay.
Well, why don't we take a phone call?
Okay.
And I'll keep looking. I don't have a name on there, though, on line four. But he's got a Altuve question.
Hey, fellas, sports.
Hey, sports.
So I want to do what are the odds. I'm going to cross streams on you. Altuve, he's up to 20 home runs. What are the odds? Jose Altuve has a higher home run total this year than Brock Osweiler has touchdown passes.
Ooh. Well, let's figure this out. How many home runs do you expect? Altuve's at, what, 20 now? I'm suspecting he'll get to about 25.
Yeah, I think 25 is a good number.
Okay.
Of course, he's doing roids. We all know that, right?
Probably, but who cares?
Yeah.
If you're not, what are you waiting for? 25 touchdowns for Osweiler is reasonable. I mean, that's not a number that he can't reach. So I think if the Texans get what they expect out of him, Osweiler will win that. But, man, that's tough. There were 14 players with 25 or more touchdowns last year. So you're asking him to be above that, basically above the mid mark. You think he does that?
I think, I know they're going to want to run the ball a bunch. I'm still going to go with, I think he gets 27 touchdowns and 14 picks.
This is one of the things, let's also consider this. Looking at these quarterbacks that threw more than 25 touchdown passes last year, I think they're all better than Brock Osweiler. I think now Osweiler has an opportunity to be better than some of them, but Kirk Cousins had a phenomenal year last year. Do you expect Osweiler to be better than him?
I think he will be this year. I don't think Kirk Cousins ever does that again. I could be wrong.
Philip Rivers?
I don't think he's better than Rivers.
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
You think he's better than Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah. You better hope he is. It's kind of why you spent all that money on him and brought him in.
Man. Yeah, I don't think he is right now for sure. Aaron Rodgers isn't even a discussion. Drew Brees? No.
No.
Derek Carr?
He can have a Derek Carr year.
Derek Carr threw 32 touchdowns last year.
The problem is I don't think you should theoretically not be as behind as much. So you shouldn't have as many chances to throw touchdowns.
Well, the rest of these guys, with the exception of one, didn't spend a lot of time behind. Matthew Stafford, Russell Wilson, Blake Bortles had plenty of time behind.
Yeah, that was... But they're not going to throw the ball as much as Jacksonville did, though. There's just no way.
Cam Newton, Carson Palmer, Eli Manning, Tom Brady, all through 35 and Brady through 36. So, 25, I mean, if he hits 25, that's a damn good season.
I think it's possible.
That's more than Jameis Winston threw in his rookie year. That's more than Tyrod Taylor threw last year. That's more than Alex Smith threw last year.
Alex Smith doesn't throw a lot of touchdowns.
It's more than Matt Ryan threw last year. And obviously it was a down year for Matt Ryan. It's more than Jay Cutler threw last year. I don't know. 25's tough. I'll lean slightly towards Altuve, more home runs.
Yeah, although I still think, I think he'll do better than 25.
Okay.
If he stays healthy, obviously. But that to me is the kicker. You've already got 20 home runs out of Altuve. He blows a knee in week one. He ain't getting anywhere near 20.
Lamont just gave me the King Cobra update. They gave the Cobra back to the guy.
What?
Yeah. I feel like you should lose that. That there's got to be some kind of punishment.
This is crazy. If your kid, let's say your kid just walks out in the middle of the street, right out of your house, right out from under your nose, goes wandering around a neighborhood, you have to search for him. And they bring him back. They're not going to bring you back without CPS asking some questions, aren't they?
Yeah.
And this guy's got a snake. You're just going to give it back to him?
I think they're making a mistake, a great mistake.
That snake should be assassinated.
I think so. Either that guy and that guy should have his license taken away, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, if you're irresponsible with it, what are we doing? You see, Deadspin posted that Josh Ennis got fired.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Apparently, here's some quotes from Josh's show as to why he got fired.
Okay.
I've read this. I don't see how that happens. People are tweeting me about, I'm going to start calling Mike Soul Man now, but Soul Man or Al Jolson or whatever you want to call him, but I'll go Soul Man. It was a C. Thomas Howell movie where a guy takes a pill to be black.
I remember that.
So evidently over at 97.5, which not our 97.5, yeah, this is 97.5 in Philly, there are a bunch of soul men over there, and their whole shtick is they have fake callers. And then what I'm being told by people on Twitter is they're trying to paint it as everyone in the world has fake callers to the point they're referencing Howard Stern and saying the Whack Pack. No, the Whack Pack are actual wackos who called in because they could get people to call into their radio show and don't have to fake it. I mean, you'd think with your lame, lousy questions, real people would call up and answer your softball general knowledge garbage, but as it turns out, your callers are as fake as your hair. He is a guy that is offended on behalf of everyone and everything. That is his shtick. He is Soul Man. But you mean to tell me that you don't think Soul Man has had any clue for a couple years that a guy that was calling his show was not real? You don't believe that, and that's also not the story, by the way. The story is that there's a fake caller. The problem is when it comes to 97.5, everything about that radio station is 100% phony. I knew the hosts were phony because I knew the guys like Rob Ellis were asking to stay on the show with me, or the cuz shakes your hand to your face and then tells everyone behind your back that you suck, or that Mike's hair is actually black. I know there are a lot of phonies over there. I didn't realize the callers that called the show were fake and stacked the lines, and not just fake callers, guys who are white pretending to be black guys. Like, that's what makes me laugh about all of this. Mr. Soul Man, who is offended by everything, white guilt to the nth degree, and he pretends to be boys with all his brothers. He wouldn't let you mow his freaking lawn on the main line. Oh, but on the air, he'll pander to you hard, and you'll buy it because you think brothers are actually calling the show. Turns out it's a white guy pretending to be black calling the show. Did he say anything that warrants being fired?
No.
I don't get it. So the guy with the fake black caller gets to keep his job, and the guy who calls him out gets axed?
That's kind of stupid.
Okay.
That's kind of stupid. I have to admit.
I think he was on thin ice over there.
Yeah, I know he'd ruffled some feathers, but a guy like that, you're going to ruffle feathers. It happens. It's part of the game. Okay, I found this before I get to my deal. I finally found this. So for the first time, because we've got all these great games that we've talked about, right?
Yeah.
About this. This is the, based on the actual AP rankings, best matchup since 2009 in terms of, you got number one Alabama against 20th ranked at USC, number three Oklahoma, number 15 Houston, four Florida State, 11 Ole Miss, 18 Georgia, 22 North Carolina. That doesn't even include the Texas Notre Dame game, A&M UCLA, LSU Wisconsin. LSU's ranked, Wisconsin isn't. Clemson Auburn. Not even included in this. So the first time that's happened since 2009. And that year, I think I'll take these over that one. Boise State, Oregon, BYU, Oklahoma, Alabama, Virginia Tech, and Georgia, Oklahoma State were the games. So I'll take this year's slate.
Yeah, this year's way better.
So anyway, there's some other numbers there, but to heck with it. I have some NFL stuff when we come back. Something went weird with my computer. I'm having problems with Chrome all of a sudden, with Google Chrome.
Everybody tells me use Chrome. I don't use Chrome.
I've been using it. I rarely have problems with it. Today, it's being a dickweed.
What's your other? What's your alternative? Firefox?
Firefox, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a little slow for me.
I use Safari, and then sometimes I'll use Chrome if I have to, or Firefox. But I'm not crazy about Chrome. Everyone tells me it's great.
I've had no problems with it until 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
And you've been using it for 3-4 years now.
Okay.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Houston Khan Academy. Terrific school. School's back in session now. And these are kids that are getting a second chance. Good kids, kids who had, some of them had to get jobs and support their families, so they dropped out of school. Some of them had other issues and dropped out of school. Well, Houston Cahn Academy has taken them in, and they give them a second chance. And so many of them take advantage of that second chance and go on and do great things. And they make us a better community. And you've probably met some of them. You probably have worked with some of them. And these are good people who would have never gotten that chance without Houston Cahn Academy. And Houston Cahn Academy needs your donations because they help these kids. If they need transportation to get there, they get it for them. If they need glasses, they get it for them. And that's why your donations are so important right now, and especially with school back in session. Here's the deal. They'll take any vehicle you've got. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's running. It could be a car, a truck, a motorcycle, forklift, boat. You name it, four-wheeler, any of those things. And they're going to come and tow it free of charge. They take care of all the paperwork, so it's a fast, easy process. And your donation's tax-deductible, which come tax time here in a few months, it'll be great to be able to put that deduction on there. And if you donate today, guess what? They're going to give you Astros tickets if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, just their way of saying thank you. No matter where you are, if you can hear my voice, if you're over in Beaumont, Port Charles, Port Arthur, Lake Charles, any of those places, they will come and tow it free of charge. All you have to do, give them a call, 713-225-4226. That's 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. Big swangers and bold, 20 inches sitting low. We ball 24-7, all that we know. Screens and neon lights are showing. My trunk unlocked. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. You Trent making fun of me. I dropped a Port Charles there. While I was doing my read, that's when the whole Chrome thing happened again, right in the middle of it. Now I've cleared my cache, so I'm fine. But, yeah, I got a little confused there briefly. All right, let's squeeze in a quick phone call. Rex, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports, guys.
Sports.
Hey, Dave, you're my go-to UFC guy, so I always hit you up when I see something I got a question
all
about.
All right.
Number one, can you go into detail on the agent that they suspected that Brock and John Bones have taken? I read Cialis. I couldn't really understand the verbiage of what it is that they think that they took. And then also, what are the odds that either one of those guys fights within the next 6 months? And is there any consequence to the USADA if they find out that these guys really took something that was okay? And I'm going to hang up and listen. Have a good day.
Okay, here's the deal. Hydroxyclomiphene, which is an anti-estrogen drug, as well as letrozole metabolite, which is an aromatase inhibitor, that was found in John Jones' system. The other was found just in Lesnar, or that was the only one found in Lesnar, was the hydroxyclomiphene. What they consider these, like the WADA, what they consider the World Anti-Doping Agency, they call it a specified substance. They don't call it a banned substance. They call it a specified substance. It is basic, and they understand that it's possible for that substance to enter an athlete's body on accident, is what they say, inadvertently. So there is more flexibility when they, in, as far as them making their decision on a suspension. If you're caught with a specified substance in your system, you could get for anywhere between a public warning. Up to, I think the maximum for that is 1 year. So all this, John Jones is going to be out 2 years. Brock Lesnar's out 2 years. That's off the table. If from what I understand, that USADA hasn't announced what kind of sanctions they'll have. They do like a tribunal to discuss these things. I don't know if Lesnar and I'm assuming they'll be able to have representation at said hearing. But I as far as I know, the maximum penalty is 1 year for these things. I would guess both of them are probably going to – with John Jones, it's difficult because this is a guy who's been in trouble before. I could see them saying, okay, you're out for the full year. I don't think Lesnar's going to get – he may get 6 months, and by that time, he's already will have served it.
281 said, I've heard that watching copious amounts of alien robot porn messes up the Chrome browser.
That could be
that it. That might be it, but now that I've cleared everything, it seems to be working fine. So,
Matt is bummed that I didn't make triple XL shirts. People buying my shirt. I did not make triple XL. I didn't know that we had... I didn't really know that triple XL was like a readily available thing.
That's come up before with some of the other shirts that we've done. One of the blood shirts we made, somebody...
Was mad that we didn't have triple X.
Yeah.
I literally only made 5 double XL shirts. And DJ Hollygrove was saying that he wanted one. And I was like, I've got 5. So when I post it, you better get one if you want one. But yeah, I made no triple X shirts. Sorry. I would say next time, but there won't be a next time.
Sure about that?
I'm positive.
Okay.
100%.
I don't know if you saw this. It kind of follows up on something we were talking about a couple weeks ago where Julio Jones says he doesn't think Usain Bolt would make it as an NFL wide receiver, mainly because you've got to be quick off the blocks and some things like that. And people we were talking about baseball players primarily a couple weeks ago, and somebody said, well, if you put all these baseball players together and let them practice for a year, they'd be good at football. The one thing that about track guys, and Bolt's a physical freak. He's incredible. The thing is, it's just like the reason why I don't think you can put a bunch of baseball players out there to play football. I came up with the Tebow thing, I guess.
Okay.
One thing everybody kind of ignores, some of these guys just don't like to get hit.
Yeah.
There's really good football players that don't like to get hit. And a guy like Usain Bolt, he's fantastic. If you put the ball in his hands, first time he got popped by a safety, he might never want to catch the ball again. It's a brutal sport, man, especially when you're playing at the top level. And we've seen track guys do it before, but almost all of them are track guys who played football first. I mean, they played football while they were doing track, or they went off to do track, but they didn't just go straight from track to play football.
Yeah.
So I just don't think you can do it. I think it's... You'll get your head blown off for one thing, and there's not a lot of guys in other sports. Baseball players, you've seen their fights.
Yeah.
And Rougned Odor lands a punch, and everybody acts like it's the best fight ever. That's not even one play in a football game where you're going to get in there and get hit. So it's asking a lot of guys. So Brett says, no triple X size is needed. Have you been to a Walmart lately? That's a smaller size available. Thankfully, I've not been to a Walmart lately.
I don't remember the last time I went to a Walmart. But now, yeah, my shirts won't be sold in Walmart. That was my request to the printer. Don't make them available
in
Walmart.
Don't put them in the Walmart.
Yeah. All right, Fred, guess what? Law enforcement, they're stepping up their efforts. They want to take you to jail. You don't belong in jail. You'd never make it there, but they want to take you there. They want to. They've even stepped up their efforts to the point where they can force you to take a blood test. If your weekend sucked because of a DWI arrest, guys, don't despair. There's still hope, even if you failed one of those silly police-given tests. A lot of things about those tests you should know about. Breath test, for one, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. The police breath test machine isn't even warranted fit for breath testing on humans. Makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results, then destroys the evidence that it checked. So you can't recheck and prove your innocence. Failing that test, not the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're going to notice these problems with the machine. Same with the blood test. A lot of inaccuracies about police blood testing, including the fact that they're not testing your actual blood, which sounds strange, but that's true. They're testing the air above it, and they're doing it in a chemical-filled lab. There's just no way to positively identify alcohol from other substances in these tests. And that's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state, and he's right here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about these tests. He's experienced in doing it in a trial setting. He's been doing it for a long time. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Let him protect your rights. Put his number on your cell phone right now, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter. When the mama said us to sleep, when I was stressed out.
Was stressed out. ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. I just said time goes by fast. I didn't realize it's already 6:32.
I know. That's what I was saying.
My goodness. All right, a couple questions, one for you, one for me, from the text line. 404 wants to know, AJ, new mixed martial artist to Houston, please help me find a real team or gym. I'm sick of all these branded and pansy gyms, and I need a real team.
Where it depends on where he lives.
Okay.
Tell him to text back with where you live, and I'll try and direct you in the right spot.
772 asked me, when's the book coming out? Just reminding you, you'd said you'd give my wife an advance copy since she's currently bedridden. I will do that as soon as it's edited and ready to go, which it's edited by me, but we're in negotiations right now. It's going to happen very soon. I don't know the exact time frame for when it'll actually be out. It's got to come out before the movie, though, which is also moving along. So it's I don't have an answer yet. Everything else is in other people's hands right now. My part of it is pretty much done. It's all negotiation stuff now, so... But a lot of exciting things are happening. There's a lot of there's some really interesting names interested in this thing. So as soon as I can talk about it, I will. But I'm very fired up, and I think you're going to love it. It's fantastic. People are going to just love this thing, I guarantee you. Degenerates in particular will love it.
All right.
Unfortunately, it's really all I can say right now. Okay, those are the questions. Daniel asks, which team has the most top 100 players? I'm assuming from that ESPN list, which I have not been through yet.
I haven't either.
Who would you guess? Off top? I bet you the Seahawks have a bunch of them.
I bet Seattle and Arizona are probably at the top. Pittsburgh's probably pretty high up
Pittsburgh's
there, too.
Probably got a bunch.
I think Seattle in the top 25 had three, and I think that was the most.
Really?
In the top 25?
Yeah, in the top 25.
Okay. Well, yeah, he asked for 100, though.
So. And Arizona had two in the top 25.
Okay.
Hmm. And Pittsburgh has two in the top 25. I haven't gone through the top 100, but I've gone through the top 25.
All right. Peter says, no, alien robot porn doesn't hurt the browser unless it is bald alien robot alien porn. Okay. Well, that might be a problem, too. They don't have that tab on Pornhub, I don't think.
No.
All right, so I do have the 10 biggest mistakes. Do you want to do that, or do you want to save that for tomorrow? Because we're getting kind of late in the show here. It's up to you.
I guess, well, let's go for it.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
Because it's 10 things, and we've got... Okay.
Let's run balls out,
all right,
Fred. Balls out.
You tell me mistake, not mistake... Too early to tell.
Okay. All these are too early to tell, aren't they?
No.
Okay. All right.
I think some of these you can say, yeah, that was a mistake. Number one, the Eagles trading up to get Carson Wentz after they'd already paid Bradford and Chase Daniel.
I thought it was strange. I think it's too early to tell, though. If he's a franchise quarterback, it's the right move.
Okay. I think this one was a mistake. Seattle letting Russell Okung walk.
Stupid.
Yeah. Basically, it was their best offensive lineman, and they've
got a bad offensive line to begin with.
Yeah. Giants signing Janoris Jenkins.
You would have thought they'd learned when they traded away a good offensive lineman for Jimmy Graham, who's been totally useless.
Yeah, yeah.
But, Janoris Jenkins, I think it's too early to tell.
Washington not re-signing Alfred Morris.
They love that Matt Jones kid. Yeah. I mean, had they known he was going to end up in Dallas, I'm guessing they would have re-signed him. That's a tough one.
Tennessee Titans trading Dorial Green-Beckham.
I don't think that was stupid.
I'm not a fan of his. I've said that all along. Miami Dolphins running back mess.
There's a lot. I mean, letting Lamar Miller go and bringing in Arian Foster, I'm going to say the Texans got the better end of that.
Well, and then they tried to get C.J. Anderson. Yeah. That failed, so I think that whole thing was a mistake. Dallas Cowboys not adding a veteran backup quarterback.
Well, so far, it's too early to tell, but so far it looks like they kind of made the right call because Dak Prescott looks to be pretty good.
Yeah, it's hard to judge from preseason. It's much better that he looks good than if he went out there and sucked, but I still don't know if that's going to be your guy if Romo gets hurt. Here's an easy one. 49ers keeping Colin Kaepernick.
What were their other options, really?
Well, they could have gone out there. And
I mean, Blaine Gabbert may be the worst player in the NFL, and he's their other option. I'm going to go. It's not great. You know how I feel about Colin Kaepernick, but it's not the worst thing.
Well, the fact that he hadn't been able to play in the preseason, they've had to go out and get Christian Ponder.
Yeah.
Samantha's husband. Philadelphia, we already kind of talked about Wentz, but they have two on this list. Signing Chase Daniel. Between Sam Bradford and Daniel, they're paying a combined $17.5 million this season. And if Wentz were to get hurt, that number would go up to $22 million. So, wow. $21 million over three seasons for Chase Daniel.
I don't get that. That's a mistake.
Well, if you're doing that, why are you bringing in Bradford?
And then trading up.
Or keeping Bradford.
Trading up for the number one pick.
And number 10, the Green Bay Packers inactivity in free agency. Now, they never do.
They built through the draft more than anything.
Yeah. Although this is a year where they had some holes they probably could have addressed. So, I don't know if it's actually a mistake.
I won't hate on them until I see.
Anyway, that's there you go. There's your 10 mistakes.
So no Texans.
No Texans, no.
That's a good sign, right?
Most of them would have said giving Brock Osweiler that money off of one season.
I honestly was surprised that wasn't.
I was too.
One of the things mentioned. I would have said too early to tell, but.
And 936 asks, who do you have more faith in as a backup? Tom Savage after last Saturday's game or Prescott? Guys, I love Prescott. I really do. I think he's going to be a very good player, but let's pump the brakes a little bit on two preseason games before we put him in the Hall of Fame. I know that's the instant overreaction that everybody has to have, but there's no telling how this. At least Tom Savage has been briefly in real NFL games. That's, you know, I really don't want Tom Savage as a backup quarterback either, but you know, I think Prescott long-term is going to be a good quarterback. I really do. I liked him as a long-term project, but to, you know, go on two games where he's looked great in preseason against vanilla defenses on first read passes, I'm not ready to say he's going to be the guy I want out there if Tony Romo gets hurt. And in truth, you just hope you never see that guy play because that means Romo's healthy and has played the whole season. 713-780-ESPN. I'm never going to get through to people on preseason, am I?
No.
It doesn't matter.
They will always.
This is every year for about a month, I beat my head against the wall on what happens in preseason. And then once the season starts, none of it matters.
Yeah. I don't get too worked up about it.
Yeah. Oh, well, what can you do? Have you checked out the desk yet? Are they any good?
No, I haven't looked. I
mean, we had kind of a rough week last week.
I haven't looked.
Okay, this isn't bad. This isn't bad. Couple porn stars. We got an astronaut. A guitarist. Okay, I'm going to say...
Solid?
A solid list. Not quite an A list of deaths, but a very solid list.
Okay.
Joshua mentioned Marquise Goodwin is hella fast, not a top wide receiver. But even Marquise Goodwin played football
while
he was doing track.
Played college football, yeah. He just happens to be a football player who is a track speed athlete.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys that do both. what I'm saying is you can't just go pull a guy out of the 100-meter dash and say, oh, let's throw this guy into football. Because once you put pads on him and he gets hit a few times, it's a different animal. Patrick asking, what are the odds trainer Chad Brown gets in the Horse Racing Hall of Fame? He just picked up his 100th win. I think you mean 1,000th win. I think he'll eventually get there because the Horse Racing Hall of Fame is really easy to get into for trainers.
What about for guys like you?
I am not going to make the Horse Racing Hall of Fame. I think that's safe to say.
You can't make the Horse Racing Hall of Fame. I can't make the Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
I'm not going to make any Hall of Fame.
I can't even make the Texas Broadcasting Hall of Fame. It drives me crazy.
Well, I don't think there's a Hall of Fame out there that I will ever make. Oh, wow. If there were a Texas Sports Journalist Hall of Fame and kind of included everything, I might have a shot.
There's an M&M line, the Alcohol of Fame.
That I could do.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm You're first ballot, man. No question.
All right. Guys, got to tell you about Deep South Barrels. I tell you about them all the time. DeepSouthBarrels.com. They're located in Pearland. It's a great gift for whoever that drinker is in your life. They make personal size aging barrels, which expedite the process of creating a smooth spirit. It removes the impurities from house liquor. The oak wood soaks up those impurities, and it takes about 28 days. They're fully customizable. You can take plastic bottle liquor and age it into your favorite scotches and whiskeys. It's really an amazing product. And now they're going even further. Deep South Barrels is bringing you another new experience because nothing goes better with scotch than a nice cigar. And Deep South Barrels is allowing you to take that same concept of aging your spirits, but now you add a new wrinkle to it, to your cigar collection, by infusing your favorite bourbon, scotch, or whiskey right into your cigars. Go to DeepSouthBarrels.com. Check out the Cigar Infusion Barrel. Don't forget to use my promo code Hoffman. You'll get 10% off your entire order. Age your spirits and cigars to perfection with Deep South Barrels. DeepSouthBarrels.com.
Girl, they can watch at a church gathering take place, looking boy. Boys, they that boys do. Yeah, that's all they say, looking boy. You get a thumbs up, pat on the back, and a way to go from your label every day, looking boy. Hey, looking boy, what you say, looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey, looking boy. I'm a work for everything I have, never ask nobody, just get out my face, looking boy.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about DraftKings. Yep, that's right. You can play DraftKings. You can play Daily Fantasy once again in the great state of Texas. You've put in all the work for your fantasy football drafts. Now put all your knowledge to the test. Play for your shot at $1 million, the top prize at DraftKings.com. It's just part of the $5 million in total prizes they're doling out in just week one. DraftKings.com is the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means you don't make the season-long commitment. You play when you want with the players you want. So if you're too busy to set a lineup 1 week, no worries. You just don't play. Just pick your contest, draft your players, follow your team live. You can renew old rivalries. You can challenge friends and family in a private league to prove you're the best GM. Or you can join an existing league, go head-to-head with friends, coworkers, fantasy players from across the country. You damn it. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Choose your players. You could seriously cash in week one. Use code Houston, and you'll play for free with your first deposit. That's code Houston to play for free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes they're handing out in this week one contest. Only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. That website, DraftKings.com.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
Cowboys Seahawks NFL, 9 p.m. Thursday. Presented by Berryman Automotive Products on ESPN 97.5. Berryman Automotive Products, all American made since 1918.
And we are back. The Rock the Mic finale is at Sherlock's Pub Friday. Who will become the champ? Join us for the Blitz Live broadcast and the finale at Sherlock's on Westheimer, just off Beltway 8 West between 4 until 7 to cheer on your favorites. And, of course, you can go to the Facebook page and like your favorite, all the videos on there, and whoever gets the most likes. John, have you been monitoring who's liked and who's not?
I didn't check today. I had checked yesterday, but I'll check tonight.
Okay.
So I went through the top 100 and tallied up the teams with the most in the top 100. Can you guys, there's three teams that tied with seven players in the top 100, and I think you can guess all of them.
Seattle, Arizona, and Pittsburgh?
No, Pittsburgh had six. Okay. Seattle, Arizona, and New England.
Not New England, please.
Yeah. That's...
And can you guess the teams with only, there are one, two, three, four, five, six teams, seven teams, oh, eight teams that had only one player in the top 100.
Oof.
And these
eight
were,
teams yeah. had one player?
Uh-huh.
Browns.
The Browns, 49ers.
Check. Two.
Titans.
I don't even see. I don't even.
Do the Titans have any in the top 100?
Titans had zero.
Wow. Oh,
that's so great.
That's a good guess then.
I think Jacksonville may have more than one.
Nope. Jacksonville has one.
Oh.
That's three.
What about the Dolphins?
Dolphins had one. Sue came at number 25. That's okay. Four.
What about the Lions?
Lions had one. That's five.
How about give me the Saints.
Saints.
Okay.
You have two teams left.
Two teams left. Rams?
The Rams had one.
Aaron Donald. Ah.
I take it back. The Rams had three. I'm sorry. I'm looking at something else.
Okay. What about the Falcons?
No, the Falcons had three.
Hmm.
It's a team that AJ likes.
The lowly Bills?
No.
Ravens.
Ravens.
Oh.
And you have one more.
Who's the... Are they, they're not putting Joe Flacco they in the left, top 100?
They left Joe Flacco out of
That's
the top 100.
That's a stupid list.
What about the Colts?
No, the Colts had two.
Okay.
That's a reasonable guess, though. Is it an NFC East team?
Let's see. Is no.
It the, oh, okay.
Because yeah, I was about to go Eagles.
Yeah. I don't know, John. Who is it? Break the awkwardness.
So Bears, Jags, oh, Lions.
Bears, okay.
Okay.
Who was the Bear?
I gotta sift through it again. But the Texans only had two, and they were in the top 25.
Yeah, Watt and Hopkins, I'm sure. So, all right, let's wrap the show up the way we do every Wednesday. We celebrate those who have passed away. Time for some deaths.
Yeah, I can't even concentrate. I'm sitting here thinking who the Bear is.
I'll look it up for you.
Jeffrey?
Maybe.
Coming off a bad year, though. He's hurt. Trying to think if there's another Bear.
I don't know. I don't know who.
It was Alshon Jeffrey.
Okay.
81.
All right.
Alshon Jeffrey's a top 100 player. Joe Flacco's not.
Yes.
Kill yourself, list maker.
It's ESPN. All right. We start with a couple of sports figures. In 2012, Steve Van Buren, American Hall of Fame halfback, dead at 91.
Father of Martin Van Buren.
Or son of, or grandson of, I'm not sure. Anyway, 91's a hell of a run. If it was 191, it might have been Martin Van Buren's father.
Maybe so.
Bobby Bonds, 2003.
I think it was the younger stepbrother, actually. It doesn't say on the list, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Bobby Bonds, 2003.
Father of Barry Bonds.
Had the greatest baseball season ever, and people ignore it because they think he might have taken something.
Because allegedly he's a cheater.
1971. Okay, I don't know how many Shamus named, or how many Shamus die, but in 1971, apparently the original Shamu died from SeaWorld.
The OO, the original orca.
I'm sure this is like Reveille. There's been, 12 of them?
Yeah.
Okay, here's your popes. 1590, this is probably my favorite pope name. Sixtus the Fifth. Aren't you automatically Sixtus the...
Yeah, I see what they did with that.
Also known as Felice Peretti. 1280, Nicholas III. Giovanni Gaetano Orsini.
Giovanni Gaetano Orsini.
1241, Gregory the Ninth, also known as Ugolino de Segni.
Ugolino de Segni.
And in 827, Eugene the Second.
Eugene.
Yeah. 1614, Elizabeth Bathory, the world's most prolific female serial killer, dies at 54 stories, which ascribe to her vampire-like tendency. What the hell?
Sorry. There's supposed to be a period right there.
Oh, okay. Dies at 54. Stories which ascribe to her vampire-like tendencies, most famously the tale that she bathed in the blood of virgins to retain her youth.
Well, it didn't work because she died at 54.
Well, that's not a bad run for 1614.
She got old and died.
Okay. 1963, W.E.B. Du Bois, scholar founder of the NAACP, dead at 95. That's a hell of a good run. 1822, William Herschel, German-British astronomer, dead at 83 after he discovered Uranus.
I thought that was the guy on The Walking Dead who had the farm and the daughters?
Herschel?
Yeah. It's not him?
Did he discover anyone Uranus?
Maybe.
Yeah, he was kind of strange. 2006, Ed Warren, American paranormal investigator, dead at 79. I don't know him. 1305, William Wallace, Scottish patriot, hanged, disemboweled, and beheaded at Smithfield, London.
Well, they had to make sure he was dead.
Yeah, you got a guy like that, you've got to make it painful, and you've got to make sure you're right. Okay, here's our best ones. 2015, Daryl Dawkins, dead at 58, not long enough. 2012, Neil Armstrong, 82, pretty good run. 2001, Aaliyah, I don't know her.
Aaliyah, yeah, she was a singer.
Okay.
Did some movies.
1974, Charles Lindbergh, dead at the age of 72.
He had a baby.
Still looking for it.
Yeah.
And
I thought they found that baby.
I don't think they ever did find the Lindbergh baby.
I thought they
found
the baby dead.
Maybe.
I don't know.
1990, well, maybe I'm confusing that with Amelia Earhart, who was never found. 1990, Stevie Ray Vaughan, dead at 35, not good enough.
That's a good one.
Not long enough, excuse me. All right, two dead porn stars here.
I'm going to guess overdose on both, okay. Regardless of year.
All right, 1964 was Trinity Lauren.
Oh, I may have made a mistake there.
Overdose, you got it.
Oh.
Possible suicide. And 2007, Haley Page from possible murder and had methadone in her system.
Okay, so that's a possible overdose.
Yeah, I guess. Well, let's just get the hell out of here. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.